Irish epic poem in 33 cantos, canto 2. There is a rumour abroad. The country of Ireland is in the hands of fools lost to their own devices. The word is they've been drunk in their own urine, up the arse of the fellow in front, stuck in a swamp they designed to reproduce their own fantasies. It's a virus that spread at dinner parties, race courses and golf clubs. It has no author. A legal process is underway to sway the public, allay their nightmares. Viral influenza released from the atom of the governing party when it was split. It's a vicious rumour, unfounded, unsupported by experience, they tell me. It is the job of this returned migrant to seek out the nobles. Find me one honest man, screamed the Almighty. Bring him before me so I might answer him. Too far I've let the free will run. We must find our Dalai Lama child and crown the High King of Ireland. That's the Almighty wish. A single decent Irish egg should be suffice to clone the rescue package. And don't you dare come back whispering, Nama's the only sperm in town. Blue, white, yellow, the knitted cosy on the black man next to me. We fly together without the distraction of conversation. He reads The Price of Water and the Lego on offer, squashed on the other side by a niece of the Omani clan who grabbed the land during failure of the potato crop. Was it her blood that burned their neighbours out and paid the rent their father owed? It's not a question of innocence. It was her first time in London. There was no time for the Queen in Buckingham Palace after Harrod's World. And the moose at Abercrombie and Fitch. She'll do me as companion. A man can't travel far on the strength of an order from the Almighty.
The handwriting's heavy. Why don't you use your laptop or one of those networking things? Use Quitter, I suggest. If you're going to carry on scribbling with the biro, how about find a Mont Blanc? Why shouldn't a moleskin like me deserve better? At least this is not prose. I can't stand the full-up line. No room for breath or depth. All poets leave spaces before and after they spoil the line. Of all the poets, I love the Japanese best, most considerate. They don't even use titles. Boeing 666. The Freemason one. Taxis to the end of the runway. No turning back, like Margaret Thatcher. This riddle's not for turning. Imagine takeoff, wing flap fluttered, the foreplay's done, anointed by the universe to find its saviour. This plane harbours a Siegmund, seeking Sieglinde, so that he might beget a Siegfried to wake Brunhilde from the fires burning on Mother Ireland. A job for the fools, as if a filly stepped out of a coracle, killed the soil and sighed, this must be Kerry. While this was writing, we took off into cloud, willing to open the quest by the Shannon River, where we were all born to land. The fields below, snowflakes on the land, topsoil grown of hedge, a fund altogether different. There are natives there, corncrakes gone and larks no longer high over the river at Ardnacrusha, where the canal dropped the water level and gillies their catch. There have been transformations. A single tree sits in wait for the god of roots and branches to work magic, so that it might ascend to heaven and be reunited with its steed. This is the country where water joins all its surveys, where the people see tears as nature's cleansing tool, where the revolution that worked was called Kinsale. At 11:49, on November 1st, the moleskin poet felt the earth move and wing flaps flip to up. We're down. All mobile phones must remain switched off until we've adjusted to your arrival and had time to prepare our story. Remember, this is a country that knows consumption well. End of Canto 2.